Chapter 23, Shane Upon Him.
Didn't I tell you it was meant to be?
The soft voice was strangely familiar. Dazed and lying on his back, intellect struggled to focus his vision. Faith and intuition were barking somewhere in the distance.
When you disappeared from Serendipity, I knew that we would meet again,
she whispered.
Because you and I were meant to be.
The world came suddenly into focus. Reason was leaning over his face, playfully rubbing her nose against his own. Closing his eyes, the lawyer asked,
Exactly how did I come to be here?
Then added,
And where exactly are we?
But I was hoping that you would tell me,
answered Reason in a voice of pure aphrodisia.
I really need to know.
The lawyer looked at her blankly.
Where are we?
She smiled, touching a finger to his lips.
You.
Then touching it to her own.
And I.
The sound of the beagles grew fainter with every beat of his heart. Reason's silky hair brushed his cheek as he stood up. He was in a room without doors or windows. She slipped the jacket off his shoulders, cooing.
It's much too warm in here for this.
The lawyer was beginning to feel that maybe she was right, and the beagles barked in the distance. Seeing that he was troubled by the sound of the dogs, Reason whispered in his ear,
You never did meet my cat.
He was in a small room with no way out. No way out. The lawyer had once before been in a small room with a cat and no way out. He shuddered as he remembered the waving tail of Poindexter and recalled the venom of Judge Logic in the tiny jail cell of Town Square. His uneasy hand cupped the crest of his sword as he remembered the hunter who had taken his place there. In a blinding instant, the note he had found tugged between the scabbard and the blade flashed like lightning in his mind. This blade separates life from life. He must separate his life from the life of Reason because he knew he couldn't resist her much longer. The sword sang sweetly as he drew it from its scabbard, and the barking of the beagles grew louder.
When I left your city, I named it this... When I left your city,
he thought
I named it the City of Choices
of the
because the people were about to choose whom to follow.
Holding the glowing blade before
and now,
him,
a choice must be made by me.
Closed his eyes and ran toward the sound of the beagles. And the wall was no longer a wall.